coming out. The sun's coming out. Your sun's coming out. Your sun's coming out. Your sun's coming out.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
There we go. Hey guys, you're listening to Let It Happen on CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting live out of Crothers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. And you can stream us live online at www.cfrc.ca. So, lots of good stuff on the show today. It's mostly a throwback show, and I'll explain why. The first song that I played, though, is quite new. It's by Mitski, and it's called Where's My Phone. I have played it. I did play it a couple weeks ago. Man, I am on the struggle bus right now with how things are sounding in the headphones. But hopefully everything sounds okay to you guys. I just feel like I'm a little out of whack. There we go. It's a little bit better. So I'm coming up on 16 years at CFRC in March, and it just got me thinking about the way things were 16 years ago and what I was listening to and what I was doing and just indie music in 2010, 2011, 2012. But I feel like, oh my God, like the early 2000s up until 2010, 2011 were just so good. And there's just like nothing like it. And I want to play a handful of things, well, more than a handful, a couple handfuls of things from that time. And I think I will do that more often. I'm going to do that maybe for the next couple weeks. I am going to play some new stuff, though. So it's kind of like reverse, where I normally play a lot of new indie and then throw in some classic gems. Today, we are mostly classic gems, and then I got a few new releases, such as the Mitski. I'm also going to play a Rufus song. I feel like everyone is like Rufus Du Sol crazy right now, and I mean, Rufus has been putting out really good music for about a decade, but like right now, it's almost like overnight success. But really, you know, like he's been working really hard for a long time. But gosh, like it was like everyone was talking about pre-sales and pre-sale codes and queues and waiting rooms, and I'm in the lobby, but there's 60,000 people ahead of me this past week trying to get tickets for his shows. And I mean, I'm a Rufus fan. I'm going in June. I'm gonna play a track that is maybe not like the biggest hit, more of a deeper cut and less dancey. It's called New York. It's from Inhale Exhale. And yeah, that's up right now.
In the middle of New York, standing in the rain, how could I complain? I've got more than I asked for, more than I deserve. Life could take a turn in the middle of New York. Things are sinking in, waiting on my.
Take me back. avez tout à l'oubli, les yeux fatigués. Oui, je ne sais pas, c'est que cela s'invite. Un banal, elle pleure tout la sang. Oui, elle aime parachutiste dans un réservoir de boule. J'ai bourré, il était en paillard. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Trempé blanc, c'est que je fais. Crème sage.
Guys, you're listening to Let It Happen on CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting live out of Crothers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. You can stream us live online at www.cfrc.ca. Thank you for hanging out with Ziggy and I on your weekend. I am just kind of going down this Canadian music early 2000s rabbit hole, and I'm trying to remember the name of this band. Oh my gosh, did I just remember it? It's like on the tip of my tongue. I have their CD somewhere, but I can't for the life of me figure out their whole name. I think it was a long name and it had the word eyes in it, and I remember they were quite a big band. They maybe had like 6 or 7 people. We're not talking like Arcade Fire big, but it was pretty big. And I remember I went to go see them and they were playing at the Merchant, and this was like in 2009 or 2010, but they played a free show at the Merchant and the Arcells opened for them, I think. And they were also playing a free show. It was when their first album or EP came out, and I don't know. It felt like a really special time. Like nobody knew who they were. Like maybe 2,000 of us knew who they were. Like, you know, everyone in Hamilton. And then, you know, and then it just felt like very like hip if you knew who they were and you knew their songs, because they weren't big at all. Like they were playing free shows at the Merchant. Come on. But yeah, this band that played with them was also really good. And oh my gosh, I'm gonna just have to keep searching, or I'm gonna have to go into my storage and get out my CDs, because that's where my CDs are now. Like I don't use them, and but I want to keep them. I'm not gonna get rid of them. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of bands from that time that don't have their stuff on streaming platforms. Like there's so many bands that I used to go out and see at like local venues, and they like disbanded, or I don't know, just never got around to putting their things online. And now all we have are, you know, the EPs or CDs that we bought at their shows. And yeah, so I'm not gonna give them up. Anywho, I am gonna play a song from Jackson Square, because I think the Arcells were here in Kingston playing at the Broom Factory 2 days ago, and I don't go see them anymore. Like, I got to see them so many times for free and in really small intimate venues like Clark Hall Pub or The Merchant when they were new and when they were playing their best album, their first album in entirety. So like, there's no way that that's ever going to be topped. But if you did go, like, I don't blame you. Like, they're great performers. It's a good time. So I'm going to play a song from their OG record, Jackson Square. I'm also going to play Noah and the Whale and Cults.
Could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies. And sun, sun, sun all down our necks. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces. And sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes. And we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk. And it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. That I've ever been. And I'll say, I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and it be love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And though moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed. And I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you. In 5 years' time we might not speak of. Wherever you go, there'll be love, love, love. 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 Wherever you go, there'll be love.
On a boat, on a sailing ship, on my own, far away.
you guys. You're listening to Let It Happen on CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting live out of Carruthers Hall on Queens Campus in Kingston, Ontario. You can stream us live online at www.cfrc.ca. Thank you for taking some time to listen in on your weekend. So if you just tuned in, I said earlier in the show that I'm coming up on 16 years at CFRC. There's a group of us that are still here that are coming up on 16 years. And it just feels like crazy and special. And I have been playing some music from 16 years ago. That just felt like such a cool time to be like into indie music, and now looking back, like such a privilege to have been a young person going to music venues. Like there were so many venues, and it was so accessible and so affordable, and especially in Kingston, there is just such a awesome community where, you know, people would actually just like let you into the show sometimes. Like you didn't have a ticket, but like you just sort of like had a relationship with, you know, people and venues and people, and they would let you in. And yeah, I definitely was a lone wolf during this time. I hadn't met my best friends yet. I was like just about to, and it was so nice not traveling around and going to these shows with a big group of girls or guys or whoever. I just kind of, there was like no pressure. It was just me, and I felt safe too. It's not like I was like blackout drunk at the back of a club. I was, you know, in like a decently lit pub seeing a band with a bunch of hipsters that were nerding out, that like, oh my gosh, we get to see these guys, and I can't wait for the guitar solo. And yeah, a hipster was born, I guess. But then I did meet my best friends shortly after becoming a volunteer at CFRC, and I went to a lot of really amazing shows with them too. I went to Cults with my friend Ainsley, who I met in 2010, and I just played Cults. I played Rave On, which is the last song on their album called Cults. And Cults are still making music and touring, but like it's not what it used to be. Like Cults used to be like Krangbin, where every member would come out on stage with the same wig on, and I don't know, it was like so over the top hipster. It was amazing. One of the times I saw them, they opened for Foster the People. Torches was such a crazy album. Went to go see Foster the People with Ainsley. Went to go see Phoenix with Hannah, one of my other best friends. I'm going to play them right now. I'm also going to play some Toro y Moi. This came out in 2010 or 2011. All of these songs did. This is Miss You by Foster the People from Torches.
Yeah.
listening to Let It Happen on CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting live out of Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario, and you can stream us live online at www.cfrc.ca. Thank you for tuning in, hanging out with Ziggy and I on your weekend. We just heard, oh my goodness, three songs from 16 years ago. We heard New Beat by Toro Imwa, Lasso by Phoenix, and Miss You by Foster the People. And Toro Imwa is Canadian, of course. And there are some Canadian indie classics from that time that I can't do a 2010, 2011 show without playing. So we're going to listen to a track from Caribou's album Swim. And I was torn. I didn't know whether to play Sun or Odessa, but Odessa is the one. Like, the first second of the song is just, it just brings you back. So I have to play Odessa. If you don't know, now you'll know. You will know in a second. And then I was like so conflicted playing the second track that I have in the upcoming set, but I can't not play them. If we're talking about indie Canadian bands from 2010, like, this was such a defining moment in music. And I'm talking about the Suburbs album, like, oh my goodness. And if you don't know why I'm conflicted, then don't worry about it. Like, just enjoy. I'm going to play my favorite song off of the Suburbs. And oh my gosh, yeah. I played the heck and heck and heck and heck out of both of these bands during that time when I first started doing a show on CFRC. And when I first started, I was doing 8 a.m. shows, indie morning wake-up call, 2 hours, first thing in the morning. And then often I was running to class like right after because I also wasn't on the weekend. It was on the week, during the week, on a weekday is what I'm trying to say. Anywho, I'm getting all riled up. I had an opportunity to go see Arcade Fire while they were touring this album, and so stupidly didn't take the person up on the offer because it just like felt wrong. Like, I knew they liked me and I didn't like them the way that they liked me, but like I could have just gone as friends. And then afterwards been like, we're just friends. Like the evil wicked witch that I've become, like hindsight is 2020. I totally would have gone now, like looking back. But at the time I was such a sweet angel. What happened? 16 years and I'm like the wicked witch of the West, whatever. I wouldn't have it any other way. We're also gonna listen to Future Islands. This is like old Future Islands. I didn't like truly fall in love with them until I saw them live. Anyways, I'm talking too much. This is Odessa by Caribou. Enjoy. Thank you.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.